Task 3. Your English teacher has asked you to create a web page for your social issue project. Listen to a recorded conversation between you and your English teacher, Mrs. Fung. As you listen, make changes to the web page layout below and fill in any necessary information. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
All right, Gigi, your team has done a fantastic job of putting the project together.
Thank you, Mrs. Fung. Here's a copy of the web page layout for our social issue project.
Why don't you note the changes on the copy as we speak?
OK.
First of all, the title shouldn't be social issue. I know it's a social issue project, but it is too general. It doesn't tell the reader anything about the project that you've done. I think it's better for you to change it to teen drug abuse.
Yes, I should have used teen drug abuse as the title of the webpage. Just let me change it now.
And let's not have it in the middle. It's a bit awkward to have the title of the webpage in the middle. Most titles tend to be put in the top left-hand corner. Put that photo of the drugs in the middle.
So should I just switch the title and the photo around?
Yes, cross out the photo in the top left-hand corner. Write teen drug abuse under it.
OK, I suppose I will cross out the words social issue in the middle and write photo under it.
Yes.
Photo. OK, done.
Now let's have a look at the other boxes in the top row.
You mean the chat reviews row?
Yes, I'm not sure whether chat is really the word to describe that section.
Actually, I intend to link that section to some interviews that Michael and I conducted.
So why don't you simply put the word interviews there instead?
Yes, that makes sense. Interviews. Got that.
I think the word reviews is a bit misleading. What is that section supposed to be?
I plan to link it to the newspaper articles that are related to teen drug abuse.
OK, why don't you simply use newspaper articles instead of reviews?
OK, let me write that down. Newspaper articles.
And what do you plan to put in this empty space in the top row?
Empty space?
The box next to newspaper articles.
Oh, I intend to put some feature stories there.
You'd better note that down.
Yes, Mrs. Fung. Feature stories.
Feature is spelt F-E-A-T-U-R-E. Yes, you got that right.
Actually, I want to put the story of a drug addict in the box underneath feature stories. Do you think it's a good idea?
Why not?
Hang on, just let me write that down. A story of a drug addict.
What are these things on the left-hand side? School drug testing scheme and community projects.
They are both anti-drug measures undertaken by the Hong Kong government.
OK, and what's this picture with the cough syrup and pills?
Well, this is a picture of the drugs that are popular among teenagers in Hong Kong. Of course, it's not a photograph of the real drugs.
So the first two items are related to the anti-drug measures. Why don't you write anti-drug measures in the box above school drug testing scheme?
OK, anti-drug measures.
and put a caption under the picture.
What should I write for the caption?
Write drugs of choice.
Drugs of choice. Okay.
Now, the part about the survey results. Please add the titles of the charts that you are going to show there.
I'm going to show two charts in this part. The first one is a pie chart. The title of the pie chart is Reasons for Taking Drugs.
Reasons for Taking Drugs. That's a good title. Make sure that you write that down under survey results.
The second chart is a bar chart. The title for the bar chart is Number of Teen Drug Users.
What are you going to put in the box next to the survey results?
I haven't thought about that, but in the box under newspaper articles, I will put a table that shows the types of drugs.
Okay, now why don't you put the effects of drugs in the box on the left of survey results?
Good idea. Just let me note that down. Effects of drugs.
Oh dear, it's 3:30 p.m. I have a staff meeting in a few minutes. One more thing about your project. I think your project is very good.
Thank you, Mrs. Fung.
You're welcome.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.